KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Dina Thayer joins us from Focus on the Family. She is a podcaster, speaker, and author. Over two decades of experience in the marriage and parenting sphere. Originally served as a doula and childbirth educator before moving into parent coaching and podcasting. Most recently, appearing on Focus on the Family's Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage. Dina, thanks for taking the time to cover one of the articles that you wrote. We'll get into the details about that here momentarily. But for those unfamiliar with Dina and some of those other areas, I want to give you opportunity, Dina. Where will people find you podcasting? And after they listen to our conversation, they'll say, we need Dina to come speak and let us know about some of the things you've authored.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me and shining a light on this issue, because as we were talking about before we started recording, this is a lived experience for a lot of parents. This is reality that they are facing, a season where maybe it's really challenging to get away or even have date nights. So thanks for spotlighting that. And for folks looking to find me, my husband and I do blended family ministry. We're in a blended family. So some of our recent appearances on podcasts here around Focus are around that. We were on Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage, talking about protecting a remarriage and how you go about that. We've also been on Practice Makes Parent, talking about step parenting and other things. And then I do also write for the website. So we'll make sure to connect all of you listening with the article that today's conversation is based on as well. And in addition, I hosted a podcast on parenting for 5 years called Raising Adults. That was super fun, talking all about parenting with a long-range view. I get frustrated with the phrase raising children because I'm certainly not hoping to raise a 30-year-old who lays around on my couch. So that's a little bit about me. And I also speak at parenting conferences, other events like that, and so enjoy getting to do things like this. So thanks again, Steve. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah, well, and, you know, you and I, before we started recording, you know, talked about a couple people that we let know about this article and topic, and they were, that is my life. So if you're listening and you're married and you're finding it difficult to get away as a couple, get the notepad open on your smartphone or get the number two pencil and get ready, because we're going to talk about, let's start actually, Dina, with, you know, the why are couples finding it so difficult to get away? And I'm sure you've run into a plethora of real reasons, because I think when we go here, some people who do get away, you know, may be like, really, come on, if you really want to, you can get away. And we'll probably get to ways to do that. But it's not that easy for everyone.
No, it's not always within reach, depending on your family circumstance. And I think there's two whys here. There's the why it can't happen, and then why it still should. So I'll talk about both of those just briefly. So some of the reasons I come across as I coach parents about why they can't get out of the house, it could be just a season of life issue. Maybe one or the other member in the couple is having a health challenge that makes going on vacation challenging, or even getting out of the house for a few hours. It could be that you're in that bleary-eyed season with a newborn, or you've got a mom who's still nursing, and that makes the windows of free time really short. Sometimes it is just down to finances or living situations. You're saving up to buy a house and living with your in-laws, and so you want to scrape every penny together. Whatever it might be, there are people who have real challenges that are valid, and we want to address that and say, hey, this is still for you, and prioritizing your marriage is still important. So that's the other why I just want to address briefly, and that is that time away with your spouse is essential, whether it's an elaborate vacation at an all-inclusive resort, or whether it's hanging out on the couch and holding hands and watching a movie. We have to get those little breaks from the day-to-day routine, and some would say, especially I would say new moms, monotony of all of our tasks and responsibilities. And that time as a couple is so powerful. It can bring you fresh perspective. It can give you some renewed energy to tackle those tasks again, or even say you're facing a big decision you've been praying about. Sometimes that break and that time away and that focus on each other brings just the discernment you need. And we know from research that spending time with a loved one, our spouse in particular, is also wonderful for mental health, stress reduction, all of those things. And I would say if you're an expectant parent listening, this is particularly important too, to capitalize on those final weeks as a family of two before you welcome baby. So this is just a welcome break from our day-to-day responsibilities and a way that we honor God by prioritizing the marriage.
Yeah. And Dina, there are some real dangers to ignoring this. Can you kind of speak to that before we get into solving the problem?
Well, absolutely. Marital neglect leads to all kinds of things, some that simmer under the surface. So things like you might start noticing it's breeding resentment in you or your partner. And that's unfortunate. When we get to that feeling of resentment or contempt, it will start to then leak out verbally. It goes from thoughts to words. Maybe you're being a little more critical. You're not being kind verbally to your spouse. And then, of course, it leads to actions. When we neglect the relationship, we can find couples even pulling apart, starting to feel like they're just friends or even worse, roommates. And this can even lead to things such as separation and divorce. And as a person in a blended family, I'm really passionate about preventing divorce. You'll often find that the person in a remarriage is the most passionate person in the room. As a proponent of lifelong marriage, we believe in God's design because we've seen it go sideways. So I really care about this from a personal perspective as well as a professional one.
Okay. And for those couples who found themselves in that area of, you know, if it feels like this relationship may be coming to an end, maybe implementing some of these things could bring restoration. Would you agree?
It can definitely be a starting point because there's power in even just having fun together. If you can remember, oh, you know what? We really enjoy each other. We laugh together. Even by doing some of the simple things we'll talk about today, it could be a really beautiful jumping off point or at least a spark to rekindle the fire in your relationship.
Yeah. And I do want to say, we'll say it now because I want to say it at the end of our conversation, that Dina wrote an article that's available on the website at focusonthefamily.com because we understand many of you maybe, you know, it's kind of a late lunchtime broadcast. You may be driving around running errands or, you're in the midst of work. You're running a lead or what have you. We're going to make it easy for you to find this information. Let's go to focusonthefamily.com first, Dina, and then I'll give another way. But can you navigate them on the website easily where they can find this article?
Sure. I actually did some playing around with this for this exact reason, because we're going to talk about a lot of things. I don't want people to feel like they're taking a drink out of a fire hydrant and just get overwhelmed. I want you to be able to find the article that this information is based on. So I actually played around with this to find what was easy. So Steve, you're right. Focusonthefamily.com. Right on the homepage is our marriage tab that you can go to. It gets you to the marriage homepage. And in the search bar, I found that the easiest way to have my article come right up was to type can't get away. So if you're one of those couples that can't get away, that should be easy to remember. Just type can't get away into the search bar. My article will come up. It's called Marriage Getaways for the Couple Who Can't Get Away. So please take advantage of that. Focusonthefamily.com. Go to the marriage tab and then type can't get away. It should come right up for you.
All right. And then a reminder for our listeners. Also, abqconnect.online is where the show is archived. And if you can remember nothing else that we share with you, you can go there, listen to it again, and listen to Dina's instructions. Find the article. All right. So let's get into more of the why of couple getaways, which we kind of touched on, but some of the benefits which you touched on somewhat intentional time away, the benefits of getting away from daily rhythms.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many. I mentioned a few at the top of the conversation, but other benefits are memory making. when couples do hit a rough spot, it's really powerful to say, you remember that amazing time we had doing this goofy thing? Memories are really powerful. And when we break routine, those things create memories. And that's why, as many of you have experienced, if you think about it, if you've ever gone on a trip or done something special and something went wrong, that's what you remember. But often with time, you can laugh about it and it almost becomes this endearing memory. One time we took our family to the Caribbean and a tropical storm came through. Not our idea of a good time in the moment, sideways rain, but now we laugh about it. And it was a super bonding experience for our family to go through. So disrupting routine creates memories. And that's another huge benefit because you can rely on those when things get tough.
Well, and some of the things you brought up earlier that would keep us from doing the seasons of life, whether it's health or having babies around that make it difficult or for financial reasons, that brings up things like, you know, flying or staying somewhere overnight really is not an option. There's still a way for couples to get away, right?
There are, and I can kind of walk you down the funnel here. So at the base, if it's really just, hey, flights are out of reach, then I am a huge advocate for a fun road trip or maybe exploring a new part of the state that you live in, just going, driving a few hours away, stay somewhere overnight. There's a lot of inexpensive vacation rentals now or little quaint bed and breakfasts. Those are great ideas that don't break the bank. So if it's just purely the flights, think about a road trip. If you like camping, even better. You're not paying for a hotel. That's a really inexpensive way, affordable way to get away overnight. But as you said, Steve, moving down, we might have families who say, you know, overnight also really isn't a choice for us. And I understand that. We've been in that season ourselves with 5 kids coming and going. So maybe a staycation is a better option, just a day-long outing. Maybe if you love the outdoors, you can go on a hike or visit a national park. If you're more indoorsy, maybe you drive to your nearest city, take in an art museum, go see a show, grab a fancy dinner, and you're still local. You can just do this in a few hours and doesn't require an overnight. The other thing I want to mention. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and this was actually a recent trip that my wife and I did with a grandchild. We actually at Christmas time handed out coupons because we're trying to save money. And it was like choices of things they can do. But the thing I'm going to mention, we did with a granddaughter, a couple. Now I'm speaking specifically to central New Mexico for those because a lot of our listeners are there. But we got on the Rail Runner in Albuquerque and took it to Santa Fe, which is really affordable, and went to a restaurant in Santa Fe, walkable from the train depot, went to shops. You know, it's the train depot in Santa Fe is within walking distance of the plaza. There's all kinds of things to do, window shopping and ice cream. And, you know, so as far as affordability, the other thing about affordability that came to mind, now this would require a couple that enjoys camping, is you don't even have the night to get up to a campground, pitch the tent in the backyard, get at the fire pit, make s'mores. And I mean, I have to imagine that it's just kind of a fun thing. You know, once you do, it sounds silly, but when you do it, it's like, you know what? That was really cool.
Yes, both of those are such great examples because you've exemplified kind of the staycation idea, go take the train to a neighboring town, do something that's doable in a day. And the other thing I love about your camping in the backyard idea is I often suggest, how can you disrupt the routine, right? We've talked about that. And so when something is where the script is flipped a little bit, or maybe it is a little bit silly, again, that's a memory maker. And I think for kids in particular, they really love seeing the grown-ups in their lives do something that they think is silly. So that's also a bonus. You get to be an example to your kids of focusing on the primacy of the marriage relationship, but you're also really creating a memory for them of like, oh, they're not afraid to be silly. And that's actually important as well.
Dina, we're up against a break and I know you've got a lot of great information. Can you stay with us through the break?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more with Dina Thayer from Focus on the Family. Important getaways for couples who can't get away. We'll have that information for you as we continue our conversation after the break on ABQ Connect. We're in the midst of a conversation with Dina Thayer, author and speaker with Focus on the Family. She wrote an article about, you know, important getaways for couples who can't get away. As she mentioned in the first part of the conversation, you go to focusonthefamily.com, click on the marriage tab, and there, just do a simple search for can't get away, and you'll find Dina's article there. And Dina, we left off talking about, for couples who can't maybe fly or stay somewhere overnight, the option of just, you know, taking a day, short day trips or even very short day trips. But sometimes a full day isn't even an option. I can almost hear the people yelling at us that want to get on the phone or text us and say, oh, we can't even do that. Yeah. Are there other options?
There are, and certainly unique dates fall into this category. Maybe you only have a few hours or your childcare options are limited, and childcare is expensive too, let's be honest. So if you don't have grandma living nearby, you might be paying for a sitter. And so we want to make these really, we want to capitalize on those few hours. And so unique dates are a great option. If you are stuck for ideas or you find that you're one of those couples, hey, we get in a rut, we're always going to dinner and a movie. There are a lot of great books, activity books, where they're scratch-off date ideas. If you're a person who can be spontaneous and not know what you're doing until right before you do it, a lot of those are great, super fun ideas that can be done in just a few hours. Other ideas, hey, maybe learn a new skill together. Take dancing lessons or learn a foreign language. Join a book club, read the book together and talk about it. When you're learning together, that is a very bonding experience as a couple. You could even maybe learn a language on an app. It doesn't even require leaving the house, but talking together, learning a new language. If you do have a big vacation coming up way in the future, you know, when the kids are all in school. But there's ways to just kind of think outside the box here. I also know there's couples who go, but you know, I need my date to at least feel like a vacation. I'm really in the thick of it. My recommendation to you is find a nearby resort that has a day pass and just go lay in the lounge chair and drink the fun drink with the paper umbrella in it for a few hours. It'll at least still feel more like an unplug than just going out to dinner.
Well, you're making me feel like we've done the right thing in that area. There's a local resort and actually it's north of us, and it's enough north of us that for those who are listening in Albuquerque will get this. You know, you look at the Sandia Mountains in Albuquerque, and it's kind of a monolithic type of a view. It's far enough north, but still in town. And it's got a back porch that faces the mountains that give the mountains. It's like a whole new mountain range. It's like you're out of town, but you're not. And I don't know why s'mores keep coming up, but this place, it's a resort where, you know, I just walk up to the concierge and hey, can I have a s'more kit, which I think is really designed for guests, but you don't get what you don't ask for. And I've never been questioned on it. So I get it. We have fun making s'mores and having a nice, dinner and just enjoying, you know, in Albuquerque, when the sun's setting and shining on the Sandias, it's just a beautiful thing to look at. It overlooks the Bosque along the Rio Grande, and it's like 10 or 15 minutes from our front door, and you can do that with just a couple hours.
It just checks all the boxes. It's nearby, it's affordable, but still a really nice break. So that's exactly what we're talking about. And just as you said, you can hear those parents saying, I can't even get away for the day. I need the shorter option. I'm hearing the parents now who are like, what if we can't leave? What if I'm nursing? What if we have a health issue? What if closing the front door and leaving the kids just isn't a choice right now? I want to help those folks out too. And I want to say, I want to just challenge you a little bit with the idea that a date has to mean it's just the two of you. So I'm going to just share a couple ideas that where you can incorporate your family. And hopefully these will be a help to you or a blessing. So if you've got littles, they might need to be part of your life, and I get that, but maybe you can pop your sleeping baby in a stroller and at least get out and get a walk together. Put some rules on your walking talking. Say, we're not going to talk about business. We're not going to talk about the kids. We're not going to talk about work. Put some parameters on it, but get out and at least get out in the fresh air. Take a walk. You can do that with the kiddos. If you have little ones who love building stuff, which ours definitely did, they always wanted to make a tent in the living room out of cushions and blankets and chairs and you name it, build the tent with them, get in it, have a family movie night. And when they inevitably crash, then you snuggle up together in your makeshift tent, which we've talked about a few options for makeshift camping today. That's another one. Just have the family time, but when they drop off to sleep, now you've got couple time. And it might just be sitting under a random blanket hooked to the dining room chair, but it's still meaningful. Other options is if you have kids who want the chicken nugget dinner and you really don't, feed them first. And then once they're off to bed, you do the nicer candlelight dinner together. Make something fancy, dress up, go change your clothes. There's ways to do this even with kids in the house. One other fantastic way to get creative is flipping the context around meals, which we've talked about flipping the context with the camping idea that you shared, Steve. Meals are a great way to do this too, to just bring a little silliness. Maybe everybody really dresses up for dinner, but you get takeout. Or you have a theme dinner and the theme is babies. So you all come in your pajamas and you have baby spinach salad and baby corn and baby back ribs. And even the parents drink out of sippy cups. Again, kids love it when they can see their parents being silly. And you've just made a memory, which even though you made it with the whole family, is going to bond you as a couple.
Yeah. I keep sharing insight into the Ryman household. We're doing something. We have a group. Yeah. And you said it doesn't always mean doing it alone. And not only in regards to kids, but friends. For example, we have a barbecue coming up this weekend, a moo-moo party where all the ladies are wearing moo-moos.
Awesome.
And we're just sitting around barbecuing and visiting and just making things fun. I love the pajama party at dinner and or breakfast for dinner, there's all kinds of things you can come up with, and you've really not only here, but you've provided some great doable activities that are available. I'm assuming a lot of those found in that article that we mentioned. Is that right?
Absolutely. So again, if people are listening to this and it's whizzing by you and you're like, wait, I want to capture some of that, definitely check out the article that's fleshed out more there for you.
Okay. And that's at focusonthefamily.com. Go to the marriage tab and then search for Can't Get Away. And let's put a bow on our conversation by considering that a large part of the audience that we're talking with are Christians, but I'm sure some of this applicable to those who maybe just caught us and aren't necessarily a Christian couple. But what biblical principles, because listen, whether you're a Christian or not, these principles are something that are made for your marriage as well. What biblical principles can we lean on to support the importance of these kinds of breaks?
Absolutely. And I agree. I really hope that people who are listening who maybe don't share a biblical worldview or aren't Christians still find these to be practical and helpful tips. That's my hope. But for those of you who do seek out, where's the scriptural foundation here? Or how is this maybe following God's example? I encourage parents to just take a look, because this is from Genesis into the New Testament. The very beginning of the Bible, we see God resting after creation, setting up that example for us of there has to be a balance between working and resting and connecting as a couple as a form of that beautiful rest. We also see in the Psalms, God talking about refreshing our soul, and this is a form of refreshment. Or take Solomon in Ecclesiastes, who talks about how important it is to enjoy your toil. So when you work hard, you should play hard. And we see that carry over even into the New Testament. Christ gives us fantastic examples. He would often step away and pray in solitary places. He invited his disciples into that. And, in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, he invites us into that when he says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. And parents or married couples who are in a tough season, you might be really burdened. And what God's inviting you to is rest. And so prioritizing time to connect as a couple is a really beautiful way to follow Christ's example.
Well, Dina, I want to thank not only you, but of course, the team at Focus on the Family for the work put into this, and include in that your husband, Scott, and the family for being the laboratory that has kind of worked through some of these things. And you were all kind enough to share some of your ideas and insight and experience. But we appreciate your time and look forward to having you back again.
I would welcome that. Thanks so much again for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.